Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here and Rock God Rick Maxa too. Doug Kern, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, talking Fred Hall, Long Beach right now. And, of course, Del Mar coming soon after that. So that's going to be
just killer time. 1 week in between, and then we get to do it all over again. I can't wait.
And when you hear deals like you're talking about, give us a deal.
Okay, I'm just going to go down the list and throw out a few more. I'm going to throw out one of the huge ones. There's two.
Like the others aren't huge?
They were huge. These are mega huge.
These are 400 pounds.
These are huge.
We have acquired several hundred spools of the Seaguar Threadlock. It's a very nice green. It's not the dark green that you can't see. It's like a medium, lighter colored green. 50, 60, 80, and 100.
This is a 16 carrier. Go ahead.
Rick. Yeah, you said it best. 16 carrier hollow spectra. Ultra premium.
These are 2,500 yard spools. So people are going, oh, I can't afford a 2,500 yard spool.
What's the retail normal price?
So the 80 and 100 is normally $749.95.
$749.95.
We are going to sell those for $129.95, the price of basically one fill up on your Talica 25.
Whoa. Yeah. And how many reels can you fill with 25?
Well, it depends. I mean, say you're going to put 500 yards on there, you know, five reels.
Wow.
It's over $700 worth of line. We also bought a bunch of 50 and 60 pound spools, which is what a lot of people use on their Tranks and their Trinidad and their Talica. Those are normally $599.95, so $600. We got them for $99.95. We are going to pile that stuff up.
$500 off.
$500 savings.
And for $100, you can virtually be done buying 50 or 65 pound spectra.
Done.
I mean, you're done.
Yes.
And it's ultra premium quality spectra. It's not like a cheap.
So that is one that guys talk about running to the booth when they get in on Wednesday or whatever day they are. That's one you want to run over there and grab. You know, I can just see most people probably going to buy three or four spools of it, one of each pound test.
Do you have enough that's going to be left over for Del Mar?
I can't guarantee that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to have enough to get through Long Beach. I mean, it was a limited amount. I mean, it's we're going to have a couple hundred spools there, but even so,
that's a deal.
You know, 50 guys walk through and buy four spools each, it's game over.
Where that'll get us, I have a feeling, is, you know, Mexico, I've got a fleet of boats,
oh,
or I fish longer. I mean,
I got my yacht and I want to fill all my reels.
That's what I'm saying.
You
it's $500 off and $600 off.
Yes.
I mean, it's we said the same thing. Like, we bought as much as we possibly could, and we still were like, well, how fast is this going to go? I mean, is it going to go on day one? We've got a ton of it. But is it going to go day one? Is it going to go till Sunday? I mean, who knows?
Well, anybody that went to Tackle Day and got that deal, we've had a lot of people call and say, are you going to have any more of that? Well, we did. We bought a bunch more. But based on how much we sold at Tackle Day in 6 hours, I wouldn't be surprised if those 200 spools are gone the first or second day.
Wow.
I think so, too.
Wow.
It's way too good not to.
The other deal that is going to be at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth, and thanks to Wayne Cotto for this, you're going to be the coupon book that you're going to get when you join CCA worth $2,500 of stuff and a goodie bag. You're going to get a ticket to win a Saltus BG50H at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yeah, I had that a little bit wrong.
Just bring that into the booth, right?
So, yeah, bring your ticket into the booth. We'll put it into a drawing, and whoever's name gets pulled out wins that nice Daiwa reel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty awesome, for sure. One more?
So here's another one. This is another one of those that you wouldn't really think about at the Fred Hall show, but for years, 30 years, we've carried the Douglas Gill 901 yachting boot. It's a 12-inch Southern California-style deck boot, and it's super comfortable. We made a purchase of those. Normally, we sell those for $89.95. We've got them for $29.95, 67% off. First run premium shorty boot, and we only have 50 pairs. Again, so if that's one of those things, you know, run to the booth kind of thing. We also have the ability to store bigger, bulkier items like that in the booth. So if you don't want to carry it around the show, we can keep it in the back room, and then when you're ready to leave, you can come pick it up. But, you know, that's another one of those good ones. Another one of those huge discounts off. This is one we've done every year, and it's super popular. We've got the liquid sticks, 7-foot rods. We've got basically a 20-pound rod, a 30-pound rod, and a 40-pound rod. Normally in the store, we sell those for $59.95. We've got them 50% off, $29.95. And that's one of those, talking about the kids earlier.
Yes.
If you got, you know, two nephews and a grandkid and, you know, five kids, you come in there and, you know, you spend, you know, $100 and get four rods. And they're, you would be amazed at how perfect the actions are and how strong these rods are. We drug one of our employees around the store when the rep first brought him in because I wanted to see if I could break it. We could not break the rod pulling a conventional way. I mean, any rod, you can high stick and bend the tip down and snap it off.
Or put it in a door and break it.
A door, ceiling fans.
Ceiling fans.
These things are perfect action, super strong, typical, you know, foam-style grips, you know, graphite rail seat.
Not funky colored or funky guy. They're just very regular, perfect saltwater rods for
those
an inexpensive price.
Those are the ones that John Ireland from Rancho Leonero buys a whole bundle of.
Exactly.
A lot of guys come in and do that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we get, there are people who bring us, you know, trying to sell rods all the time, quote unquote, lesser expensive, cheap rods. It happens all the time, you know, on a weekly basis. And 90% of the time, it's always like, oh, yep, no, you know, that's just not right. Yes, you're right, it's cheap, but, you know, we don't sell things that aren't right for saltwater fishing.
Well, and here's the crazy thing. It comes with a lifetime warranty. We have only ever had about five rods come in, and it was just that the insert popped out of one of the guides.
Wow.
We have yet, we've sold over 1,000 now. We have yet to ever have a broken one come back to the shop. Lifetime warranty.
That's a good deal. Well, it's time for the catch report, Rick.
You got it, man.
We'll get more deals coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's find out what's biting out there, because today the catch report is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip and help you catch everything from school-size tuna to record-size tuna. And with all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection. Get it at selected tackle stores like Takas Tackle, the Longfin, or get it up at Fred Hall Show, because I know Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have that Sato Crimp Kit on sale for Fred Hall
Show.
Come on. It's a Fred Hall Show, man.
Really?
Yeah, it's a whale of a show.
Yeah. Hey, well, that's in Del Mar.
Long Beach and Del Mar.
Long Beach is a whale, too.
Yeah, wait. Oh, it's a whale. Okay, you're making our sale. Calling it.
Your no, I'm just saying our sale is a whale of a
sale.
Whale
of a sale.
I mean, you're get in trouble.
Del Mar show. The Del Mar show is a whale of a show. I'm just saying this is a whale of a
whale
sale.
Of a sale.
All right, Captain Mark Wish, Pacific Edge. What's up with the fishdope.com report?
Hi, Mark.
John, how in the heck do I, you know, go behind all that report that you just out there. Oh, man.
Hey, we always like to hear your reports, Mark. You always have some insight that people are not aware of or that we haven't heard yet, so let's hear it.
Well, like I was telling Danny last night, we're going to have to use the word stretcher a little bit here this week.
Yeah.
Tough week finally,
oh, man. Winter caught up with us, man, and not too much rain, but double limits of wind and more coming, which is unfortunate. But, oh, well, it's that time of year. We've had a really nice winter so far. Well, we do get a break, guys. Keep an eye on Catalina before the weather. Good signal on sea bass and yellows. Both are on the back. And major tonnage of squid all over the island. But, honest to God, no meaningful reports from the island this week, which is crazy, other than too much wind. So it just is what it is. Same setup over at Santa Barbara Island and Clemente. Last time they were looked at, bass fishing was good, but totally weathered out there. Now, the one bright spot we got coming is the upcoming rockfish opener on March 1st, and everybody's all fired up for that. I get that. But, you know, the spot's been loading up there for a couple months, so I'm sure the quality is going to be fantastic. But the long-range forecast is less than fantastic, so make sure you take your seasick pills if you've got a trip planned there. I always look forward to that opener because I like fishing those lingcods on live sand dabs on some of the local wrecks, man. Those lings are so much fun to catch, and they're so tasty. Beer battered, deep fried ling cod, man, that's as good as it gets. Yeah. And offshore, you know, there was still a little bit of that bluefin down there last weekend before this weather. And looking at the charts there, the water's still there, so hopefully the fish are. I don't know if anybody's going to be going down there. It's definitely a little choppy right now. But, you know, here's an interesting observation. You know, I was looking at both terrapin and fish dope. And even with all this wind, that good water that's been holding down there outside Colnet and in other areas, it's holding up surprisingly well. And it looks like it's pushing up and out, which is our direction. So, you know, even like on the fish dope chart there, even outside Clemente, they're showing a couple spots of a little bit warmer water, 60-plus. 60-plus at the end of February, like, that's crazy good conditions for this time of year. So it bodes well for our upcoming season. And for all you guys going there to the show, buying all that bluefin tackle, I'd be getting it ready because I bet it starts early again this year.
Okay, we're quoting you to that, Mark. Yeah,
good call, Mark. I like it.
Of course, Danny and the guys at fishdope.com will have it for you when it's breaking, when it's happening. You got to have fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we get to you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. There, the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, Pacific Edge Tackle. And, man, I don't know, this upcoming weather, I don't know what we're going to have next week. Maybe it'll be that perch report that I haven't had to do for 2 years. So.
Are you going to be at the Fred Hall Show?
Yeah, we are.
Well,
yes,
then
we
you
are.
Can talk about the Fred Hall Show because that's coming up next week.
Yeah, well, we're going to be taking some couple of really nice tanks up there that are a little different, a little off the wall, some custom stuff we're building for one of my really good customers. And
cool.
We'll be talking books and videos and fishing tackle and so on and so forth. But, God, that sounds like an amazing display that you guys are putting together this year. Some of those deals are just like, holy cow.
I got to tell you, I have one of your bait tanks on my boat, and I constantly overload it because I know I can do that, and I have a good chance of the bait living. But I get so many comments in the shop about your bait tanks, and I just want to throw that out there. I mean, that's a staple item that we're lucky to have in our industry, and anybody that has bought a tank of bait and had it die halfway out there, you know, you've got to have the right setup. So I'm throwing you definitely a shout out on that one.
Not all tanks are created equal.
We appreciate it, guys.
Indeed. Hey, Mark, how do we find you?
Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, and by the big Chevron station, of course. And that phone number is 714-840-4262.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, appreciate Mark. That. Talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
See you, Mark. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, you slumming it today? Haven't dug in the booth there?
And best behavior today, man. You kidding me? I was here on time and early and ready to go.
Oh, it was good,
early.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You know, nothing but the best from you guys.
That's right.
A little slow week this week. I had a little bit of weather in there. Boats did get out a half day, some very good calico bass fishing on there, a little bit of sculpin. And said unfortunately, I think a lot of people here are waiting. They did see a little bit of yellowtail in the week there, and unfortunately, like I said, that weather kind of followed right on the tail of the yellowtail there. So hopefully they get back to that. The full day trip fishing out the islands. Also some yellowtail there. They had 16 yellowtail and very good bottom fishing.
Nice.
So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Things are definitely picking up. Half day trips, full day trips. Book them all online there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us. And, you know, we have pictures of some of those fishermen landing guys over here browsing our tackle shop.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Stealth pictures, right?
Yeah.
Checking it out.
We got to, you know, make sure that we keep our displays the best in San Diego, you know. So we got to keep an eye on the second best tackle store in town.
Yeah.
So you should visit more often then.
I might ask too, Marcos. I know you won't be there, but a lot of your captains will be at the Fred Hall of Long Beach and Del Mar show, right?
A lot of those guys head up there. Can always go say hi, and you can even talk to the boss there. John will be up there too.
Yep.
So you know, definitely get some information, check it out. Absolutely.
C4th right. Always does a great job of having lots of captains in the booth, the guys that we all look forward to fishing with, and you get to talk fishing and book your charter. A lot of times, you want to book a charter, you can talk to the guy who owns the boat you're going to be going on. C4th always does a great job at the shows.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. And things are definitely starting to pick up fishing-wise here, too. So if you're planning on chartering a boat, you should do it now because those things start going really quick.
Good call.
Oh, yeah. Things like all our trips, people want to go fishing.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to – if you want to get a charter this year, you better jump on it.
No doubt.
There's no doubt. How do we find you there, Marcos? Oh, we lost him. C4SportFishing.com.
Yep, 619-224-3383.
All right. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial with the Northern Baja Report. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick, Pete, and Doug.
Good morning.
Rick.
Okay, so again, we're going to start down to Mag Bay. We got a report from Bob Hoy to Mag Bay Outfitters. So there's lots of yellowtail and some tuna around. Lori from American Angler and her sister went down for some whale watching. And they decided to fish a half day, and they managed limits of yellowtail and a few tuna.
Nice.
Inshore, there's still good fishing for bass, corvina, and some snook mixed in. Whale watching continues as good as it gets in the whole area down there, so if you're interested in doing that, be a good year to get there. And, again, I think I'm going to put together a couple trips to do that next year, so check with me if you're interested in joining a group. Up at Mulahay, not much reported. Unfortunately, the commercial guys hit that area pretty hard recently, and the fishing's been slow all the way up to Punta Trevada. Hopefully there's been some effort to try to keep the sport fishing interests more in line with us and with the locals down there, and put a little pressure on the commercial guys not to come in and just take everything that's available there and shut an area down for a while. It'll certainly bounce back, but been slow in that area for the last couple weeks. Up at Cedros, Jeff from Cedros Kayak reported that the weather was pretty nasty out there with the harbor closed much of the week. Some halibut have been taken from shore. We got a report from Ponga Captain Joel Prado over at Bay of L.A. He said the yellowtail fishing was so-so to pretty good at the North Island on the surface for 10 to 12-pound fish. All throughout the bay, Cabrilla fishing has been pretty good and spread out along the coast as well. We just heard from Cass fishing with Juan and San Quintin, and it sounds like the yellows are starting to want to show there at Ben's Rock. Always a fallback for bottom fishing, and the bay has been pretty steady. Sand bass, I think, has slowed a little bit, and we've got that weather coming in here in the next few days, or I was going to be heading down there to meet Cass and fish the next few days, but we're going to have to pass on that. We have Ensenada, local charter guy, has been trolling a bonita and a few smaller yellowtail. Some halibut were taken this week, and the reds and the other bottom fish continue steady. Not much reported for a while from the far northern Sea of Cortez, but Pete, you and I will be there and able to see for ourselves firsthand here in a couple weeks. So
had such a good trip down there last year, and when you said, let's go, even though I'll be burned out from Long Beach and getting gearing up for Del Mar, I said,
gotta go.
We're going. So I'm looking forward to that.
We'll shove a couple fish tacos down your throat and get your energy up and see if we can match last year's experience.
Perfect.
At least half of that would be good.
Yeah, we'll take half of that. But the whole thing would be good, too.
Yeah.
All right, Rick. Well, of course, you'll be at Fred Hall, Long Beach, and Del Mar, right? And talking to people about their finances and their fishing.
Yes, I'll be. My booth is down a little bit down from yours, over near Accurate, around the corner from Accurate. So stop by and see us. Be sure to join CCA. We've got a little coupon there that help people be more interested in seeing me, with a little gift for all of our new clients that we pick up this year at the show. So stop by and say hi, and let's see if we can help you in 2008.
Yep, indeed. And in the meantime, we can check you out on the web, right?
Yes, Pete, thanks. At sportfishingfinancial.com, or you can always call me at 949-481-1807.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, take care, guys.
Thanks, Rick. All right, Catch Report today was sponsored by Gamakatsu Live Bait Hooks. They drive the point home. Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bends and ideal barbs to allow your bait to swim harder and live longer. And when they do fall victim to the intended predator, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. What a great time to be stocking up on some Gamakatsus with a buy some, get some deal up at Fred Hall Show.
What's that deal again for Gamakatsu hooks?
Buy two, get one. That's right, free.
Free.
Nice.
So basically 33% off
of
any of the
hooks. Plus the discount that we
have. Plus another discount
on
over
top of that.
Above that.
But yeah.
So it's more like probably closer to 50%.
Probably. 40, 50 in that range.
Discounted
yep.
from the regular price and buy two, get one free.
Good time to go. Stock up on Gamakatsu hooks.
Yes, it is.
Indeed. All right, Rick, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Steven calling us from Encinitas. Hi, Steven. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Steven.
Star Rick. We should call you that in the all season so you don't have to have a closure, a.k.a. modification.
Sounds good
and
to me,
Rick
buddy.
And Doug. Listen, I was fortunate enough to win a gift card for Fisherman's Landing at a recent Let's Talk Hookup contest, and I would like to know, is it redeemable during the special pricing of the shows?
Yep, that's the best way to stretch that gift certificate. We've got the gift card machine there. Shop the booth and feel free to use that. We like to get that word out every year because a lot of guys have, you know, we donate a lot of gift cards to various things, and we take a high percentage of those at the Fred Hall Show.
No doubt, man.
Cool.
We'll be ready to roll. Look forward to seeing you, Steve.
All right. We'll see you there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Fred Hall Show season. I love it.
Yes,
wait,
it
buddy.
Is.
It's on.
Hey, different aspect on tackle. Doug, since you're around it all the time, what do you do to maintain your reels after a trip and also when it slows down, you know, in the after season?
Well, I can still remember my dad teaching me when I got my first Penn Jig Master that you always back the drags off and you wash it off with fresh water, and then about every third fish you have to change the drag washers. Things have changed radically. I'm going to say the most important thing that you can do is just squirt your reels and your rods off with fresh water, get all the salt crystals off, and if you do that at a minimum, your gear will not need much attention. I'm talking modern gear, Trinidads, Talikas, Toriums, Tranxas, you know, the modern day reels. And the drag systems are so good on these reels now that even somebody that fishes, you know, 40, 50 days a year and catches yellowtail and tuna, you almost don't need to service them, but every other year, just general servicing, you know, clean and lube and so forth. But as you go through your season, just make sure that they free spool well, make sure that your drags button as tight as you want them to go, and that when you pull line out that they're still smooth. And at the first sign of anything not working properly, then you want to have it serviced. Or, you know, some people just as a general matter of principle do it once a year, and then you don't ever have to worry at all. But make sure to squirt them off with fresh water. Even backing off the drags isn't as important as it used to be, but that will take the pressure off of the drag washers so that, you know, maybe they last a little bit longer.
I know that that's what you should be doing. It's the smart thing to do, and I hate to say it. I guarantee you my rod bundle is still in the corner of the garage from the last time I fished.
Salt water.
And there, no, I always fresh water. That is one thing I do every time. Yeah, I do fresh water every time. I try to. But I guarantee you those drags are still locked up as tight as they were. And when I go and hopefully catch my next fish, that Trinidad's going to be smooth as silk again. I know you're supposed to. And I'm not saying don't do it. I just know that I don't follow the rules, and you just don't pay the price anymore.
Well, and the new modern technology that Shimano's putting out, even though, what is reel service anymore? You know, it's like I just don't even know sometimes.
Yeah,
I mean, once in a while I'll have to get a reel service, but not very often.
At some point, a little bit of salt is going to get onto a bearing, and it's gonna freeze up a bearing. That is just
bearings are the big thing. You'll hear a grindy noise, or it won't cast as well.
Right.
Eventually, it will happen, but it takes so long anymore for that to ever happen. And I mean, when's the last time you replaced your drags on your towel? I mean, I fished that reel all the time.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember doing it.
No.
You know, in years.
Yep.
Now, in previous years, Shimano had a reel service booth at the Long Beach show.
Yep.
So let's ask Bart if they're going to do that. Bart, is that going to happen again?
Hey, Bart.
Good morning. What a fun show. You guys are good. yes, Shimano will have a reel repair booth once again.
Nice.
That's
just
huge.
Like they did last year.
Long Beach and Del Mar?
Oh, I'm not sure about Del Mar yet, but certainly at Long Beach.
Long Beach, okay.
When it comes time for whale of a show, we'll let you know.
Are we in trouble with you now?
No. I mean, you know, that's it's not just people in the fishing industry that say whale of a show. You know, it's the people in San Diego. They recognize that that tagline.
Yep. Well, don't ever let it go away.
Yeah, well, we're San Diego people.
Well, some people tried to have me make it go away, and
no.
I refused, and thank God, because it's very popular.
Yes,
now,
it
why
is.
Don't you use it for Long Beach? I'm going to venture.
Because it's because we started it for San Diego because of SeaWorld and all that stuff, and, you know, it just kind of like, it's been San Diego's trademark for so long.
Okay. Little history lesson.
Yeah,
I like that.
Okay, yeah, it's cool, Bart.
Very good.
But here's the thing, you know, I never care about what's sold at the show. You know, I'm always talking about celebrate the passion and
yep.
of sport fishing and outdoor recreation and get families involved. And I believe in that wholeheartedly. But if I come by your booth, can I get some of those deals?
Yes. We will put a personal shopper with you, and it'll be me or Rick, and we will be your personal shopper and help you pick the right stuff.
I can't believe what you've been talking about today. I've been in this business my whole life. I've never heard of deals like that.
Yeah.
No,
we really
scored some good ones this year.
We were talking right. about making signs. Like, well, did you make a sign that says $500 off? You know, I mean, I know that in my years of doing the show, I've never got to make a sign that ever said $500 off a product.
That's wild.
Especially something that we're going to be selling for $100.
$100,
you know?
Yeah.
So,
that's great.
So, Bart, next Sunday, 1 week from tomorrow, will be our traditional pre-Long Beach show. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero will be in the studio. You'll be on the phone and actually at the Bakersfield show, right?
Cool.
That is correct. I'll be at the Bakersfield show. We leave there on we leave here Monday to go up there and get ready for that. And as soon as that's over on Sunday, we'll be driving down to Long Beach and getting ready to put everything in on Monday at Long Beach. So it's going to be an interesting 2 weeks.
Yeah. It is.
Yep.
Now, we have a lot of listeners that listen to us in the Central Coast, either on the Mighty 1090 or on our app or streaming on the web, letstalkhookup.com. Give us the details on the Bakersfield show, because we really haven't talked about that.
Well, the Bakersfield show is a very interesting show. It's one of the largest RV shows in the Western United States. It's right. kind of this little sleeper that all the reps that work all the RV shows, they say this is the most successful RV show we go to. And there'll be 300 RVs on display at that
wow.
show. It's also the largest boat show in the Central Coast. We'll have, you know, seven or eight dealers there, and probably almost 3 dozen factories represented. We have an entire hall of just fishing tackle. Mike and I worked very hard to get that done last year, and again this year it's even better. And there's hunting displays. And there's a little bit of a fair atmosphere to it as well, you know. And we have all of the stuff we have, you know, Jack Dagger, the King of Fling, with a special show on Sunday in concert. And we have all of our, you know, our Great American Duck Races and the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, and you know, and everything that we do, you know, that we do, and it's for still the family oriented with the kids fish free trout pond and all that stuff. But it's a very, very interesting show, and we like Bakersfield, and we like the people in Bakersfield, and last year they liked us, so we hope we like it again this year.
And it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next week, right?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week, yep.
Yeah,
really, really.
Right there in Bakersfield at the fairgrounds.
Kern County Fairgrounds.
Kern.
And
County.
We have Friday, we're
does.
Like noon,
yeah.
noon to 7, Sunday we're 10 to 7, and Saturday we're 10 to 7, and Sunday we are 10 to 5, and it's a fun show.
No,
really is.
No.
We have the Baco sand rags, you know, we got sand rags going on. We got you know, we got dock dogs, we got agility dogs, we
all
got
the stuff.
We have probably some more dog stuff there than we have anywhere. So.
Now, I don't know about you, Bart, but I don't have a whole county named after me like Doug Kern does.
That was very cool,
yeah.
Doug, to let you
yeah.
use his fairgrounds.
And I got to tell you, we've always, in our county, wanted to have a whale of a show,
yeah.
and now we have one.
Bart, we're very excited about the upcoming season, and we'll look forward to talking to you on the show for a full 2 hours. From beautiful downtown Bakersfield
yes.
next Sunday.
Well, thank you, guys. And thanks for the laugh, Doug. I need it.
All right. Thanks, Bart. I can't
All
wait
right,
to
Bart.
See you.
Yeah, see you, Bart.
Yeah, appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. We got more of your phone calls, more of your great questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807. While Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971, their never-ending pursuit of innovation has never stopped. They are the only company making double-structure fluorocarbon, which combines two exclusive custom resins, a high-density interior for strength and sensitivity, and a softer exterior for enhanced knot strength. So for the best in fishing performance, pick up a spool of Seaguar Fluoro Premier and the original Blue Label Leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. Both are double-structure fluorocarbon.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The entire lineup of state-of-the-art CalStar rods will be available at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, right across from the CalStar booth, so come check us out.
When it comes to marine electronics, there are just two names you need to know. Johnson Hicks. You have seen their amazing display of all the top manufacturers of marine electronics at the Fred Hall shows. Fact is, Johnson Hicks is a factory certified dealer for all the finest brands for your boat, like Simrad. Check out the new Simrad NSS Evo 3. Navigate, take control, and enjoy an unprecedented level of built-in functionality with Simrad NSS Evo 3. Solarmax HD display technology offers exceptional clarity, combined with an all-weather touchscreen. Fish easier with Simrad Dual Channel Chirp. Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics has the full lineup of Simrad electronics, as well as all the other top names, displayed at this year's Fred Hall shows. No one matches Johnson Hicks for selection and quality in marine electronics. For the best product, the finest service, and the lowest price possible, remember the name in marine electronics, Johnson Hicks. See them at the Fred Hall show or on the web at johnsonhicksmarine.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed.
Yeah,
if you want to get through, keep on trying. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle up for grabs that you can use at the Fred Hall Show or in the store. And two tickets to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show up for grabs for one lucky caller.
How about that?
That's cool.
Well, let's jump into the phones. They are packed up. Refugio calling us from Laverne. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, thanks for hanging in there with us, buddy.
Good morning. Hi, Refugio. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
We're having well the good time.
We are.
Enjoying the show. One of the more popular jigs for the booth and this year, actually the past couple of years, has been the Shimano Flatpool, especially if you go in the dark, 250 gram. But it's almost impossible to find that. And my question, actually three questions. First question is, Doug, are you going to have that at the show? And second, do you recommend changing out the hook for the bigger tuna? And what's the best way to fish that?
Okay. Well, the first part of your question, yes, we bought what I think is too many, but will likely end up being not enough, but hundreds of those glow jigs. And, yes, we do recommend that it's a good idea. It's not the only way to catch them, but it is a good idea to alter the hook. We prefer to use Mustad 7691 on those, an 8-0. And we have put together as many as we possibly could. It takes quite a bit of effort and time and so forth to make those and modify those. I mean, basically, you know, you set up a welding shop. And but we will have... that's one of those things that you probably want to run to the booth on Wednesday. But we do carry those in the shop as well. And we also have put together some 130-pound fluorocarbon flat fall leaders that we'll have available for sale in the booth.
Oh.
Which is an absolute must. I mean, if you just tie on, you know, some 80-pound mono or something, their teeth are going to cut through that mono no problem. So you've got to use a pretty heavy fluorocarbon leader. So... yeah, we've got all that in the booth. We can always take a special order if you want for some of those single hook jigs, and then for a little shipping fee, we can mail them to you later if we happen to run out. But if you're going to be there in one of the earlier days, you probably have a good shot at getting some of those. And like I say, we have every size flat fall, every color, more than I think. I mean, we're, you know, in the thousands, but I think they're going to go pretty quick just because of the effectiveness and the popularity of those jigs.
If you're familiar with how they fish, like those giant yellowfin tuna with the PL68s, that is how this flat fall is set up. It is a welded ring, not a split ring, a southern-style tuna forged big hook. I mean, it is, you know, if you hook a 200-pound, if you hook an unlimited-size bluefin, you've got an appropriate hook on these flat falls, but... like you said, I mean, they're welded rings on there. It's just one of those time-consuming things, but we do have them at the show. And those fluorocarbon leaders that Doug talked about are killer, too. They're already completely done, swivel at the top, and they have an extremely heavy-duty split ring that'll just attach. So even if you've got a bunch of flat falls already, but you're worried about having, you know, those chew-off leaders, like we heard every captain on Let's Talk Hookup talking about how important that was this year,
yep.
You can quick change and have a 130-pound leader on your flat fall in seconds.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Bob in Lakeside, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Looking forward to the show as we do every year.
I look forward to seeing you, Bob.
Question for you. I'm looking at buying a Tranx 400 to go with my Tranx PG, and will you guys be able to put line on them at the show, or is that just too time-consuming at the show to do it?
No, we have the ability to fill reels at the show. If you buy a Tranx, Shimano is actually bringing line machines this year, and they are going to give you free Power Pro in their booth.
Wow.
So that is also available to you. So, you know, like I say, you can have the reel filled in our booth or the reel filled in the Shimano booth. But
if they're giving it to you, why not have it filled over there?
If you come into our booth and buy a Tranx 400, then you just walk down, I don't know, 100 feet down the aisle, there's Shimano, and drop it off, and they'll fill it with Power Pro for you.
Wow, for free.
For free.
Yeah, and it's discounted.
What's that?
The reel.
I can't talk about that on the radio.
Oh, you can't talk about that. Okay. I just did. There you go, Bob.
You did.
We'll see you at the show. Thanks a lot for the call. Hey, check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded. Of course, gearing up for that big rockfish opener and bass fishing, yellowtail, tuna, long range, all that stuff's in Western Outdoor News. And don't forget, coming up this week is the big one. The Fred Hall issue coming up this
phone
week.
Book.
Check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
You know, also a cool thing going on today at the San Diego Marlin Club. I know we were talking about this morning. San Diego Marlin Club is having an angler swap meet. So just a fun thing. If you're in San Diego, head on down to Shelter Island and cruise over. There's a swap meet going on from 7 till 1 today. And I know
use tackle.
Yeah,
and
just
use boat gear
just a fun
and all kinds
fishing
of stuff.
Swap meet. A great opportunity to score a good deal and hang out. And I know this afternoon it's going till 1 o'clock. And I know that later on they're going to grill up some burgers and dogs and just have a good time at a great spot.
You're talking like free lunch?
I don't know enough specifics to tell you free lunch. So I wouldn't go there for that, but I would go down there knowing you're going to score some great deals, and that is a possibility.
Yeah,
you know,
hang out with some guys because San Diego Mark comes with
a it's a good spot. That's a great
and
spot.
And it's supposed to be nice weather today and tomorrow.
Yes.
Maybe back to some warmth. My gosh.
Ugh. You could steal all
of
Dave's.
Enough of this cold?
I'm done. I don't live in Oregon. I live in San Diego.
Yeah.
I don't live in Oregon.
Okay, wait. In Oregon, it's 30. It's not 50. But, like, when we're saying
my windshield was frozen this morning.
Come on!
Frozen. I had to go get a jug of water. It was freezing. It was in the 30s.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't
Oregon.
Do the 30s.
We're not Pacific Northwest here.
No.
Get out of here.
It was 40 in Point Loma.
Standing out in the driveway with my AFTCO shorts and my Fisherman's Landing t-shirt on.
Doug and I, during, like, crummy weather days, we'll always, like, look to see, like, what did you do it? Like, I wore jeans. Like, I didn't. I held out. I'm still wearing shorts.
I wore pants on today. I did. I even socks and pants.
I got shorts on, but I got a flannel on, so.
Winter in San Diego, right?
Ridiculous.
Yep.
All right, let's jump in back into the phone.
How about Ralph in Lakewood? You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Ralph?
Good morning, Ralph. Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Before I do ask my question, I do want to thank Doug for being on today because you kept Rick and Pete on the best behavior. And I'm getting show ready and looking at my tackle. And it's my second season of going out on sports boats, on all the boats from San Diego to Oxnard. And I'm looking at my hookup baits red crab jig, and I don't have much experience, and I never got to use it last year. And I'm wondering, is there a season there where red crab are more prolific, or am I more likely to see them? I keep them in my tackle box in case, you know, it shows up in the fish's belly.
Yeah, I mean, the red crab comes and goes, and I'd say over the last 3 to 4 years, we've had red crab pretty much living in our waters year-round. And a lot of times when you're fishing maybe a little bit deeper, you know, the yo-yo jigs at Colonnette and the Coronado Islands and Box Canyon and, you know, the 150 and all these deep water spots, that red color jig was actually working pretty well. Jig color is not always the number one factor. It's fishing where the fish are and putting something in front of their face and you know, you get a bite. So you might just as well get a bite on a blue and white or a scrambled egg. But certainly there was a little push towards the red crab colored anything, whether it was a yo-yo jig or, you know, plastics and that kind of thing. But so it's one thing to have in your tackle box. And, you know, if you're catching fish and they're spitting up red crabs, that's always a good indication. If you've had reports that, you know, the fish are on the red crabs in the area that you're going to fish, you know, that's always a good time to maybe try a red jig. But it's not a catch-all guaranteed thing. The color is just maybe skewing it, you know, every once in a while to give you a little bit of an advantage. But with that said, those red jigs worked real well at Colonnette for a couple months last couple years, and so it's a good thing to have in your tackle box.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
John in Huntington Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John?
Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, very informative, and I'm really looking forward to the Fred Hall show.
Oh, great.
So I'm thinking about buying, I need to buy a rod to go with my Telica 20 to go after the big bluefin, and I wanted a recommendation from you guys and to see if you had something at the booth at Fred Hall that would be a decent buy and something that would be a good long-term solution for that.
Yep. It's definitely something that we have a lot of. We have 5 rod manufacturers in our booth: Shimano, CalStar, Seeker, Cousins, Phoenix. All of those have rail rods, from, you know, what would be considered a light rail rod to the quad extra heavy, you know, super heavy duty ones. For Italica 20, you're going to want to stay to the lighter end of the rail rods. Standard rail rod typically is around 7 feet, but they can be 6.5 to 7.5 feet. And so just to throw out a number, you could go with like a CalStar 770 extra heavy. Some people might go as light as a heavy, maybe even as heavy as a double extra heavy, but that extra heavy CalStar. Also, the Therese rods by Shimano, they have two rail rods. There's an extra heavy and a double extra heavy. Those are both appropriate for that reel. So if you want to stop by the booth and we can delve in a little bit more to what type of fishing you do, we can definitely help you select the correct one. They're all pretty darn heavily discounted. If you're also a custom rod guy, we have all the blanks on sale, including a bunch of rail rod blanks, all the components in the booth there. So, you know, there's multiple ways that you can take advantage of that.
So let me ask you this. If you buy a CalStar rail rod, what kind of deal are we going to get at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at the Fred Hall Long Beach?
I mean, the CalStar rods, I believe, are in that, you know, 20% off range. Every rod's a little different discount rate, but they go up to 20%. The benefit you're getting with CalStar at the show is that we literally have everything in stock, and as a lot of people know, they haven't been as readily available because CalStar can only produce so many rods,
yeah,
and they're so popular that, you know, they run a little bit behind sometimes, and we literally have been stocking up for the last 4 months for this show.
Wow.
And we will have everything in stock, so even if they were at regular price, let's say, you'd almost be happy just to get one,
yeah.
But they are definitely discounted.
And they're right across from you on the aisle.
Yeah.
At Fisherman's.
Yep. I mean, we're lucky. We have Shimano about 100 feet down the way. CalStar is directly across the aisle from us. We're bookended on the left by Seeker and the right by Cousins. If you're in our booth looking out, if you're out of our booth looking in, it's the other way around. So we have all the rod manufacturers
nearby.
You're
in a good neighborhood.
We're in a good neighborhood.
Yeah. Neighbors.
Yeah, very good.
Maybe the rod builder's in a good neighborhood.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got $50 to go shopping at Fisherman's Landing Tackle and two tickets to the Long Beach Show. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know. CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. They're master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's Shimano you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Twin Power, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and more. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right.
Big winner, $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop, and two tickets to the Fred Hall Show Long Beach again March 7th through the 11th. That's going to Jerry and Dana Point. Jerry, congratulations. We're going to see you at the show, and you're going to get to spend $50 at Fisherman's Landing.
Very nice. And Paul Hebert just called, and he just landed. We just missed him. So he and Sandro are going to be on tomorrow together.
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. So tune in for that.
Cool.
Tomorrow.
That'll be good.
Yeah. Okay, deals.
All right. So
fired off.
One last, I'm just going to rapid fire here. The secret Wahoo weapon, we're going to have the Bomber 30 that everybody's been talking about that is the best Wahoo lure. We're going to have those there. We are going to be kite and yummy and bluefin trolling central. Kites, yummies, all the trimmings.
Custom rigging clips.
Exactly. All that stuff. We have some Salty Crew jacket and shirt closeouts, 50% off. All P-Line products are going to be 30 to 50% off. Some of those will have some buy one or two or three and get one free. Adaro Pliers, 50% off. We have Master 2-Speed spinning reels at 50% off. Rapala, buy any two, get a free Husky, which is the deep diving 25-foot high-speed trolling lure.
Whoa.
And free Spectra on a bunch of reel purchases. It's just too much to mention.
So much.
Crazy.
I can't wait to see everybody there. This was a great time to lead into the Fred Hall Show. So see us down at the landing, 619-221-8506. On the web, saltwatertackle.com. But best of all, come see us in our booth at the Fred Hall Show.
Yep, for both Fred Hall Shows, Long Beach 7 through 11, and then following a week off, and then Del Mar.
Yep, and then the landing and the long-range boats will be up there in Bakersfield next week.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Doug. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for helping us out, as he always does. Tomorrow, Captain Frank Lopresti and Kathy. You know Captain Frank Lopresti?
I do know him, and I believe I'm probably going to see him today or tomorrow. I think he gets back from his trip. Yeah,
just back from an epic Royal Polaris trip.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about that, but most of all, going to talk about Rollo Kids at Sea, along with Kathy, tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right here in the Mighty 1090 studio with Rick and myself. We'll see you then.